The Green Hornet is the latest comic strip to be given the big screen treatment, and it's the number one new release at Shropshire Cinemas this weekend. Seth Rogen plays a spoilt brat who inherits his father's media empire, but is more interested in dressing up as an anti-hero and taking on the evil criminal underworld. Helped by his high-kicking Asian partner called Kato and a sexy secretary played by Cameron Diaz, he soon has the villains on the run. The international nature of this cast certainly caused some communication issues on set, as Cameron Diaz explains.
It was wild, and mostly because we couldn't understand each other, because everybody speaks a different language. Canadian, American, Taiwanese, and, French. And even when Michelle's speaking English, nobody can understand him.
The Green Hornet sounds like it should be great fun, but is a big disappointment. Rogan's character is too smarmy to like, in fact you feel like you want to punch him at times. Diaz is wasted in a dull cameo role, and the action scenes are clumsily and at times very noisily worked into a surprisingly unfunny screenplay. A better option this week at Telford and Shrewsbury Cinemas is Conviction, which is based on the incredible true story of a working-class mum who battled for nearly two decades to clear her brother's name, believing he'd been locked up for a murder he didn't commit. Hilary Swank and Sam Rockwell deliver top-rate performances in the leading roles of this very watchable courtroom thriller. It won't set the world on fire, and there are a couple of lulls at times, but it won't really disappoint you either, and is a solid 7 out of 10. Finally this week we should mention that Shropshire's newest cinema, Oakengate's Picture House, has its first public screening tomorrow night when it shows the Leonardo DiCaprio science fiction thriller Inception. If you haven't seen that one, it's one of the best films of 2010. You'll find the Oakengate's Picture House above the old Fighting Cocks pub in Market Street.